I treat this game like regular season game. I just have to come and do my work. So I prepare myself like always. And when I come to pitch, I come in a big situation, but at the same time, I know I got to do my job, so I stay relaxed and try to make pitches.
What makes this Dodgers team so unique is the fact that they don't really chase. For you in particular, does that require you to attack more with your fastball because you know that you might not necessarily get the swing and miss with the slider outside the zone?
No, I don't think so. I just try to follow the catcher, Albi or Terrence, whatever they call it, I try to throw it. And they got a really good lineup. And that's like you said, they don't chase much. But I got a really good stuff. So whatever they ask me to throw it, I will throw it. I will try to make that chase.
The other day in L.A., after Hef came out for a visit, it seemed like things kind of flipped for you. Was there any kind of mechanical adjustments or anything like that that led to you eventually being able to work yourself out of that jam?
No, not really. We talk about the situation. You know, we was winning by 4 runs. You know, I get the base and they get the walk. And we didn't talk about anything about mechanics or anything, just about the situation. If they someone hit the ball to you, go to first base, let's get the outs. And we didn't talk much about.
You mentioned Albi, and I would just love to know, from a pitcher's perspective, what does he bring to the table? What makes him so special?
He's really good. He's a young guy, but he's really smart. And I think he knows the hitters, you know, and I'm a guy who come in the late in the game, so I don't do much scouting report because when I come to the game, he's been down there all game, so I prefer follow him and trust whatever he call because he's saw the guy 3-4 times already, so I just try to stay in the same page with him.
Is that a level of trust that you've built with him over time, or is that something that has kind of grown naturally this year?
No, I always do that with every catcher because, like I said, I always came late in the game, so they've been there 3-4 ABs with those guys, and I just like to follow them because if they call in one pitch, it's because they think that pitch will help me to get the out, so that's why I always follow them.
For you pitching in the playoffs, it's been rather sporadic as to when you get into a game. How have you, in between outings, stayed prepared so that way you are ready to go?
I'm always ready. When I get to the bullpen, I know I can come in any situation because it's the playoff. Not necessarily I got to come in the ninth. So every time when I get to the bullpen, I prepare myself to, if they ask, they give me the ball in the seventh or even in the eighth, or be ready to the ninth. You know, whenever they need me, I will be ready. So I prepare myself like always just to be mentally prepared a little bit earlier than usual.
Closers in the past have struggled when they're outside of that ninth inning. Because it's still a high leverage situation, are you able to prepare as if it is the ninth inning, even if it is the seventh?
Yeah, because I think every situation now in the playoff is a high leverage when you come from the bullpen, you know. Because if they bring you like early in the seventh or early in the eighth because you're facing the top of the order, so that would be a high leverage for me. And that's why I treat every inning like a nine inning.
Edwin, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.